Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, it is 6:04. I'm your host, George Revel Jr., and this is Sound Off Forums. How's everybody doing tonight? I'd like to say we need to get it together and get it right. So tonight is open mic night, poetry night. You know how we do it. Hopefully we get a whole lot of callers. If not, you know how I do it. You know how I do it. I'm excited. I got a couple people lined up, so let's get started without further ado. You can find me at Facebook, george.mango.904 on Facebook. You can also find me at Sound Off Forums on Facebook. You can also find me at Twitter at hashtag SoundOff97413. You can also email me if you have any questions or you want to think about a future show or topic. email me at soundoff97413@gmail.com. That's soundoff97413@gmail.com. You can also call in tonight at 347-989-1014. And as we do, as we always do, Ephesians 6:6-13, not with eye service as man pleases, but the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether it be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of the persons with him. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness of high places. Wherefore, take upon the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having all done to stand, and let the church say, Amen. Okay, my new system is... Okay, so now that we got that under control and under wraps, we're going to go ahead and get it started. We have a caller coming in from area code 734. Hello, caller. Can you say where you're from and your name?
Hi, yes. My name is Dante Goodnight, calling in from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, go ahead. Dante?
Yes.
Are you there? You can go ahead and start doing your pieces.
Oh, all right. Okay. This first one is called My Pleasure. Tell me what I have to do to please you. Your body's talking to me, asking me if I'm hungry. My hands on your hips. I'll nibble on your neck and taste your lips. Let me take you on a trip. First downtown, then to Pound Town. If your head's spinning round and round, it's my body like a playground. Climb up on top, then slide yourself down. Your body was made for me. We fit together like lock and key. Now it's my turn to be on top. As you're saying yes, baby, please don't stop. Keep hitting my spot. Scream as loud as you want, mama. Don't be ashamed. I don't give a damn if the neighbors know my name. They can call the cops. I'll consider it props. Is it a crime that I want to feel your arms around me, your lips on me, and your tongue in me? Every day, over and over, till it's over. And when it ends, I can't wait for us to begin again.
Dang, that was good.
Thank you. Okay. This next one's called Standing Out. Hopefully going to a YouTube screen near you. I hope to catch her eye when she walks by. Wanting more than just a passing glance. Maybe I should ask her to dance. Sure that I got an education. Damn, that ass is giving me inspiration. But she's more than body parts. I know she got smart. Need to make a plan. Wouldn't be her fantasy, man. Replacing her favorite celebrity, she'll only think of me, like making love to her slowly. Hypnotized by her eyes as I put in work between those thighs. Late at night, she'll wonder, where is that brother at that put this ache in my back? That had her screaming up and down the halls, had her climbing the walls. Spectre on that fatty had her calling me Big Daddy. Sex with her is like a bad habit. I gotta have it. She got me breathing heavy. I'm about to pass out. But when I wake up in the morning, I don't mash out. I roll over. But I can't find my new favorite addiction. Smells like she's in the kitchen. Cooking those things I like the most. Pancakes, bacon, and French toast. This is more than a one-nighter. I think I might wife her. I must confess that I'm impressed. Could lay around all day and just watch her get dressed. No need for an upgrade. Every color looks good on her, no matter the shade. Plus, she's got a car, a job, and she cleans. Man, I think I found the girl of my dreams. Wait a minute. This hasn't even happened yet. So I better go talk to her or suffer regret. You never know. This could be the night you and your future wife met.
Man. Do you have any more, or do you...
No, that's going to be it for right now. Due to a few technical difficulties.
So what was your inspiration for, well, first of all, let me back up. Dante Goodnight, right?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been writing?
I actually started back, really going all the way back to, I think, just before I got out of high school. I was about 18 years old, and I thought I was going to be a rapper when I was that age. I was really a huge Tupac fan, and when he passed, I felt like there's, like, I don't know, that somebody needed to speak for him or speak for everyone else that's out there, because at that point, hip-hop was just really, it was confusing to know what was really going on, what was it about. And I tried to go that route, but it just didn't really work. And it wasn't until as I got along further in college that I decided to give it a try again, quite a few years later, after taking a poetry course. And after being around other poets and learning from a few other people, I started thinking, well, you know, I think I can do this. I felt like I got pretty good at, or started to get better at it, and it just sort of continued from there.
What was your inspiration for writing the first piece?
The first piece, that was from basically a good friend of mine who has kind of acted as my muse for a little while, or as of recently. She was always kind of pushing me to just go for it. Because I only, on the erotic side, I've only dabbled in it in the last, maybe, probably the last year. And I keep trying to find ways to keep pushing myself as far as that goes. Because at first, you know, I didn't really want to write about, I tried not to write about things like that at first, basically because I didn't really know how I could. And then little by little started to get more and more into it. And this decided from that point on, I was just going to kind of just let it all kind of hang out. And, you know, in a situation such as this, when I'm with someone, just, you know, kind of how I like it to be, you know, supposed to be, I'm basically it's called my pleasure because my pleasure is their pleasure. You know, whatever pleases them ends up pleasing me.
And your second piece?
I'm sorry, oh, the second piece?
Yeah. Your second piece is called My Pleasure.
No, the second one was Standing Out.
Standing Out, okay.
Yeah. That one actually came from, that was quite a few years ago. That actually was from, I was actually out one night, and I was actually at a reading. And there was a young lady there, and I was going to take my eyes off how good she looked, and I went home, literally, and just started writing this. It took a little longer than expected, but I just started writing about this girl that I saw, and you know, that's what it came up with, in the sense of, like, you know, going from literally seeing her, thinking about what it would be like to actually be with her, and then, you know, kind of realizing that, you know, I should go and probably try to do that, but, of course, she never did happen.
Right. Well, is it always an environmental thing that, the way that you write, or is it a social thing that I mean, the difference between, I would consider it environmental, like, you know, like the way you grew up, you know, the people in your family, stuff like that, and then a social difference would be, you know, the people that you would go out and hang out with, the different places that you went and things like that. So what would you say would influence you more, you know, environmental or social or even maybe political, but do you think it's a...
I never say for me it's definitely social, because I definitely learned from lots of different people. And so there's a lot of people that I know have inspired me. Like, you know, I had a lot of very close friends that were in the hip hop industry. So a lot of it came from them, and other poets and just talking to people about their experiences in life and then, you know, preparing them for my own. Political also, just because of, like, certain things, other things I've written, just the things going on in the world, you know, such as the state of it and, you know, things like, you know, where we're going, you know, where we were, you know, how can we improve ourselves as a society, you know, or as a, you know, or our culture, the way that we can get better, or just, and then sometimes even my own experiences on how I'm either reacting to something that's happened or something that's happened to me personally, you know, in certain, like, situations, you know, sometimes I'm trying to focus more on the positive side of things, but, you know, up until recently, it was probably more, you know, kind of the negative things, which does help because it kind of helps get that out, you know. It's best to just put that out there and get your feelings across.
Well, I thank you very much for calling. If you want to share another piece or if you got time to, you know, for some more interview, be great to have you still online.
If I can actually find another one. But actually, I was trying to get another one here, and then my computer froze up.
Oh, okay, that's good. I appreciate you for calling, Mr. Dante. Next time we have open mic night, I would love for you to come back on.
Oh, definitely. I would definitely love to come back on as well.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sign Off Forum. This is Poetry Night. Listen, I'm about to kick a little freestyle for you. I'm just coming straight from the top of my dome. I'm not reading nothing. So, you know, I may pause and skip a little bit, but, you know, I'm going to just do it straight up, you know, from my brain. I have no cause nor effect, but the thing that I think about that stares me down in my soul, it's a reality of life. Should I be good? Should I be bad? How should I work myself, mentally, physically, spiritually? It's all abound. You say there's three, but there's only me. How can I connect all three and still be? I'm just a human being. I have a head. I have two arms, two legs. 2 feet. I have 2 eyes and a nose and a mouth and a heart that can be stolen, trampled, crushed, and lifted, and lighted. You say to me, there is no cause and effect. Well, let's look at this situation in another personality we could see. I'm going to take out my soul and turn it around and reflect in me. You could say, hey, that's my man in the mirror. I'm getting nearer. Brother, who do you think you are? You think you're some type of superstar? You got a radio show. You think you're all that. You don't even know the half of what has come to be. You don't even know me. What are you talking about? I replied. There is me. This is me. This is you. This is what you came. And you talk about this is true. You are a part of me. Why are you trying to be something that you're not? Let's stand together. Let's stand firm. Let's show them the real plot. Plot of life. We're going to plant that tree. We're going to eat good fruit. We're going to be bearable. Be the man that you know you can be. No, that's not even close, you see, because the things that you say that are true, you're a hypocrite through and through. Why are you trying to be something that you know that you can't be, Mr. Radio Man? You know I'm not a fan. I know who you are, the darkness, the goodness, and the in-between, Mr. Straddle the Fence. Don't even get that twisted, because the real you is the real me. I come to you right now in the name of Jesus, and I rebuke the things that you say. I'm not going to even play, because the Bible says, it is written, resist the devil and the devil shall flee. That's who I be. I'm going to put my whole armor of God on and be true to who I be. And the man Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, will be there to guide me with the real spirit, the Holy Spirit. You're just a reflection, man in the mirror. Now that you see there is a cause and effect, you go in peace and you be rested. All right, straight off the top of my dome. I don't know if y'all like that or not, but, hey, I say I like it because I said it, right? Let's go. Let's go get some stuff. Let's get some stuff on. Here we go.
Friends, fans, artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one is me? Friends, fans, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one of me? Say that.
Amen.
God, please, oh please, let her breathe my way. If she sing my song today, I can be okay. Say, I understand the message in the song she writes. I was really happy for her when she won tonight. She a rebel for the struggle, fighting just like me. I know she down to sing at the cookout, free. I was kind of disappointed with the song she wrote. Went to her website, wrote a long-ass note. She done made $1 million, but she down to earth. She be rocking Chuck Taylors in a thrift store purse. Signing autographs to the park was dark. I know it's kind of hard when they love your art. In the magazine, they be twisting up the facts. But her response was fat. I like how she come back. She be singing for the world, sharing all the pain. When she fell up in the game, she changed. Fans, friends, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one are me?
Friends.
Folk in the face like she ain't the same. Still the same bitch, she just changed her name. She don't really like to hang around with us no more. Wasn't nothing like that back in 94. She be falling in the spot with a fat ass grin. Now she roll a bin, she don't need no friend. She only really made it cause her skin is light. Don't nobody really understand that shit she write. She done made $1 million, she can give us some. She be having fun, shit, we wanna have fun. Seen her early in the morning looking bad as hell. Gonna be looking really funny when the shit don't sell. Airport. About to miss a flight. Four carry-ons talking about pack life. Ooh, please, oh, please, get a queen of tea. Only come to the show because I get in free. Friends, fans, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one are me? Fans, friends, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Folk in my face, I'm a superstar. Niggas hang around because of who I are. Get a lot of love because of what I got. Say they happy for me, but they really not. Sell a lot of records and I roll a Benz. Fall up in the spot, now I'm losing friends. All I want to do is give the world my heart. Record label try to make me compromise my art. Make $1 million, make $1 million more. Tax time, come around, steal a nigga post. I wanna say wait, but I'm scared to ask. My world starts spinning and it's moving fast. Try to stay sane, it's the price of fame. Spending my life trying to numb the pain. I shake that load off and sing my song. Liberate the mind, then I go on home.
Motives and thoughts. Rotating bodies, confusion of sound. Negative imagery holding us down. Social delusion, clearly constructed. Human condition, morals corrupted. Trapped in reaction, lawlessness, war. Dissatisfaction from bowels to core. Devil's technology, strategy 4. Human mythologies, urban folklore. Sicker psychology, counterfeit cure. Wicked theology, robbing the poor. Scheme demonology mislead the pure, stricken strategically studying war. Light shone in darkness, image exposed. Few can see through the new emperor's clothes. Lustful this hustle turns humans to hoes. When the blind lead the blind, just more trouble and woes. It's the mind that they chose, it's designed to stay closed. Standards of jokers, court jest the logic. Cyclic and cosmic from schoolyard to college. primitive man and his civilized knowledge. System collapsed and he still won't acknowledge. God is the savior, studies behavior, trying to fix the mixed mind that he gave you. Stiff-necked scholars on prescription meds, wishing their problems was all in their heads. Moral dilemma, pride at the root, misguided from youth, heart divided from truth. Egyptians and Grecians, spiritually dead, empirically led by the good gods in their heads. Motives and thoughts, industrial wealth, global economy in it for self. Heart full of madness, covered with kind, pleasure designed to take over your mind. Furnished in godliness, painted in good, this tainted priesthood's got real saints misunderstood. While classes and government set up the veil and cultivate minds for more mythical tales. Typical Hollywood, Folly's good girl, while vice and corruption take over the world. Motives and thoughts. Check your motives and thoughts. Line with the wickedness deep in your heart. Modern day wickedness is all you've been taught. Lie to your neighbors so you get ahead. Modern day trickery is all you've been fed. Motives and thoughts. Check your motives and thoughts. Thank you.
I'm bringing to the stage my man from Yonkers, New York,
DMX. Yeah. Yeah. That's what's up. I appreciate it. What I'm going to speak on is the thing that's on my mind the most. You know what I'm saying? The thing that we all got to deal with every day, but
don't really know. The industry. The industry, man, it's not the same. Doesn't have to do with talent, it's about playing the game. The industry, real niggas is dying to get in. The industry, just to find they don't fit in. The industry ain't what it used to be. The industry's trying to control the way you MC. They want you to dress like this and talk like that. But I'm going dress like this and talk with the bat. The industry. Got your word meaning nothing. The industry, fuck what you heard because he's bluffing. The industry, money, bitches, hate, but I dare you to try to take a fucking thing off my plate. The industry like, wait, but in the streets we like, get him. 17 up in that thing. Catch him sleeping, hit him. The industry, if you ain't got a strong mind, the industry will break you down, it's a matter of time. The industry, vultures with nothing to feast on. See me? I'm getting my beast on. The industry, stay in the dirt, play in the dirt. Test the wrong one in the industry and you will get hurt. I'm not an industry artist. I'm an artist in the industry. So I do what the fuck I want because nobody can finish me. The industry. Wanted, dead or alive, new artists to sell their souls in the way they survive. The industry don't give a fuck about you, but the industry couldn't make a dime without you. The industry, I'm sick of this industry shit. The industry playing them like a industry bitch. They tried to finish me quick, but I am long, so I stand strong. Fuck a beat. Listen to the words in the damn song. I only know how to speak the truth, you know what I'm saying? So I got a little short joint I'm going to hit you with, you know what I'm saying? And it basically reflects on my relationship with the industry. This is what it is. Often, my words fall on deaf ears. Motherfuckers be listening, but don't hear. Talking to a nigga, he be sitting right here. I be like, where you going? Nigga be like, yeah. Thank you. Give it up for DMA!
Yeah, that was Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, and DMX, y'all. So what I'm about to play for y'all is some of Kanye.
for allowing me to come back, because this is one of the most important days in the year to me, next to, you know, Christmas, my mother's birthday, and my birthday. Now, here goes the story. My mama called me up. She said, baby, I'm down in Miami. They playing your song all day long. You making a lot of money right now. So when you on tour, I know it's going to be a lot of girls out there trying to throw you the pussy. I mean, that's how my mama talked to me, you know what I'm saying? She said, baby, I want you to put on 3 rubbers because I don't want no girl out there fucking up my money. Get you for 18 years. I know a nigga paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You would see him on TV any given Sunday when a Super Bowl is drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walked around looking like Michael with your money. Should have got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. That's something that you need to have. Because when she leaves your ass, she going to leave with half. 18 years. 18 years. She got one of your kids got you for 18 years. On her 18th birthday, he found out it wasn't his. Man. They gave him 25 years.
There was Kanye West when he was 18 years old. So we're about to hit you another one with the Kanye West.
From Chicago, Illinois, please give it up for the future of hip-hop, Kanye West. I spent a lot of time, like, trying to, like, pick out my outfit because I'm, like, really into clothes. I'm going to be the best dressed rapper out in the game. So, you know, I got my, I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Roadies and posses been throwing me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing. Pass that for Stacy. Then I spent $400 on this. Just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. I can't even go to the grocery store without some shoes that's clean and a shirt with a team. It seems we live in the American dream. But the people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest things. For the road to riches and diamond rings. We shine because they hate us, floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we are stoop. Even when I'm in my Benz, I'm still a nigga in a coupe. I promise. She's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money. Told me she majored in TV. But she won't drop out. Her parents are looking at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, they picked a career. They said, fuck it, I'll just stay down here and do hair, because that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new ads, because her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious. With the peer pressure, couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. She had hair so long that it looked like weave, and she cut it all off, now she looked like Eve, and she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail. I said, fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We bought our way out of jail, but we care about freedom. Did we buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside haters hate ourselves and love they wealth. That's why Shorty Tyler, what if all of that? Drug dealer by Jordan, crack here by crack, and the white man get paid off for all of that.
Stop.
saying they know how hard it must have been. And I'm asking myself how, because you heard a couple of my poems. Remember the time the gunshots didn't happen so much, 7:45, 9:17, 11:23, 1:36 in the morning, nigga, every night, nothing below window sills. My grandmother used to tell me, be grateful for what you got. Some people got it rough for you, and I couldn't see how when the lights here, he didn't work, had to walk to the dinner table with a candle and two blankets on just to keep warm. We ate peanut butter sometimes, so we won't go to bed hungry. I lived between danger and a stop sign. Learned the streets backwards, I was outside so much, better yet. Learned the streets better in the back of my hand, better yet. Learned the streets better in the back of my father's head, because that's all I ever saw. Once, when I was 15, I went with Chris to go smash some niggas over his baby moms, and the gunshot missed my chest by six inches. While I listened to the stories that rotated around the neighborhood blocks like squad cars, Lick Jerry, his three brothers, four younger sisters, had to sleep on cardboard boxes in the garage at the end of my alley because his mother did drugs so bad. Miss Adam down the street had six sons. All of them sold drugs. Neither one of them, episode age 19. The youngest killed a week before his 19th birthday. And you wonder why it's a curse to be stuck here forever? School never meant nothing to me because everybody from Kinsey to Cicero was on welfare. The property tax was so low. Teachers, fresh from college, would come work at my school for 2 months so they could get a job somewhere in the suburbs. So they can put on their resume, I worked in the inner city like they was in the trenches of war. And you think we didn't know what was happening when we had four different fifth grade teachers analyze my life and tell me how many opportunities I've had to break down stereotypes. The first thing I learned how to count was drug money. My hood is full of kings and queens who evolved into peasants over the time span of 500 years. My ancestry was ripped away from me, replaced with guns and drugs, dogs and crackheads, misdemeanors, felonies, and jail bars. But my grandmother used to tell me, got a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food in your stomach. Be grateful for what you got. Some people got it rough.
Atlantic, Ashland, Apple Bar, the Albany, Reds in the Baltic, Clefford Avenue, Burger Street,
Richard Avenue, Cooper House, sight with the knife from Bankside. It's a desire, the timeline, it's fine, it's all the dear from Pirates, Nation Live and Diaries. Machine, a mastermind, but the key, I like mine, set my lock off. Who's fit to the nation, the gods and the earth, and the sun, moon, and stars, for the more born, now let's go home.
My name is George Beverly. This is Shine Out Farms. Next time I see you or hear you, you should be signing off. Peace.